Social Security Administration Publication, Medicare in Puerto Rico, Publication Number 05-10521, September 2022, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. If you're a resident of Puerto Rico, receive Social Security benefits, and have become eligible for Medicare, you'll automatically get Medicare Hospital Insurance Part A. You will not automatically receive Medicare Medical Insurance Part B. You must elect Part B during your initial enrollment period, IEP, or you'll pay a higher premium because of a penalty. Part B helps pay for doctor's services, outpatient care, and some home health care. The following information will help you avoid a costly penalty and loss of coverage. When should I get Medicare coverage? If you already get Social Security benefits or railroad retirement benefits, we'll contact you a few months before you become eligible for Medicare. To sign up for Part B, please call our toll-free number and we'll send you Form CMS-40B with a pre-addressed return envelope. You can also get Form CMS-40B online at medicare.gov. Please complete the form and return it to us immediately. If you aren't already getting benefits, you should contact us about 3 months before you turn age 65 to sign up for Part A, even if you don't plan to retire. The easiest way to apply for Medicare Part A is online at www.ssa.gov/benefits/Medicare. If you don't have internet access, please call our toll-free number to apply by phone or make an appointment to apply at any Social Security office. Initial enrollment period for Part B. When you first become eligible at age 65 for Part A, you have a 7-month period, your IEP, to sign up for Part B. Your IEP begins 3 months before you turn age 65. If you're eligible for Medicare based on a disability or permanent kidney failure, your IEP depends on the date your disability or treatment began. You will need to choose which way to get your Medicare health coverage. Original Medicare includes Part A and Part B. You can buy supplemental coverage from a private company to help pay your out-of-pocket costs. You can also add Medicare drug coverage, Part D. Medicare Advantage, a Medicare-approved plan from a private company that bundles your Part A, Part B, and usually drug coverage, Part D, into one plan. Most plans include extra benefits like vision, hearing, dental, and more. General enrollment period for Part B. If you don't sign up for Part B during your IEP, you have a chance each year to sign up during a general enrollment period, GEP, from January 1st through March 31st. Your coverage starts the first day of the month after you sign up. Your monthly premium increases 10% for each 12-month period you are eligible but didn't sign up for Part B. For more information about when your coverage starts, read Medicare, publication number 05-10043. What if I have employer health coverage? If you're 65 or older and covered under a group health plan, either from your own or your spouse's current employment, you may have a special enrollment period, SEP, to sign up for Part B. This SEP allows you to delay signing up for Part B without waiting for a GEP and paying a penalty for late enrollment. The rules allow you to sign up for Part B during either of the following times. Anytime while you're covered under the group health plan based on your or your spouse's current employment, during the 8-month period that begins following the last month your group health coverage ends, or following the month the qualifying employment ends. whichever comes first. If you get Social Security disability benefits and you're covered under a group health plan based on your spouse's, or a family member's current employment, you also may have a SEP. The rights are similar to those for workers age 65 or older. Contacting us. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services. There are several things you can do online: apply for benefits, start or complete your request for an original or replacement Social Security card, get useful information, find publications, and get answers to frequently asked questions. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778. TTY. If you're deaf or hard of hearing, we can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. We provide free interpreter services upon request. For quicker access to a representative, try calling early in the day between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. local time, or later in the day. We are less busy later in the week, Wednesday to Friday, and later in the month. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day, so you do not need to speak with a representative.